We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
I'm Ashton.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
Hi there, I'm Alexa.
I just called myself Alexa.
That is great.
I didn't even catch her. I was like, wait a second, that didn't even make
Alexa
sense.
Okay, go ahead, Alexa.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
Hi, I'm Gwenny.
Hey, I'm Maggie.
Hi, I'm Hallie, and here's Karen.
Hi, everybody. In the book of Genesis, when Adam was in the garden, the Lord God said,
"It is not good for man to be alone.
I will make a helper suitable for him."
God created Eve.
That's right. God created Eve because would you want to be alone in the garden if you were Adam? Would that have been a good thing for you?
No.
It would have been terrible. Would you want to be alone all the time?
No.
How about when you're doing something, when you're working on something, like Miss Karen sometimes has projects, and it's very, very hard to do it all by myself. I need help. Do you guys ask for help when you need it?
Yeah.
We usually can get a lot more things done if we have help.
That is exactly right. Think of all the work that we get done at Karen and Kids because of the people who help us. If it were just a couple of people, do you think we could do what we do?
No.
Or if it was just Karen, do you think we could do what we do?
No.
We all need to work together. That's right.
We can learn a lot from people when we spend time with them.
For sure. God gives us people to help us each and every day we live. What do you call it when people work together and get along and really get the job done? What do you call that?
Cooperation.
You can be you, and I can be me, and we'll get along so easily. Working together, side by side, that's called cooperation. We'll get the job done, wait and see. Working together, easily. No problems here, with you and me, that's called cooperation. Together, we're working at fun. Together, we'll get the job done. Together, we'll learn from each other and do the best we can do. Together, it's better than one. Together,
we'll get the job done.
Some examples of people who've helped you through your life, Becca?
My brother. He's helped me in school.
Okay, so he's a little bit older, so he's done the lessons before, so he can be your tutor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Ashton?
My mom and my dad, because if somebody tries to be mean to me or does something unfair and that isn't right, they'll stand up for me.
Okay, they'll stand up for you. And will they give you some guidance as far as how you're supposed to handle that situation?
Yeah.
Alexa.
My friends have helped me through some hard times in my life to show me what it's like to be a good friend.
Yeah. And how about teachers? I'm sure you all have had teachers who've really made a difference in your life. Maggie.
My favorite teacher was my fifth grade science teacher. She was my mom.
Hey, that's a good favorite teacher to have. I bet your mom would love to hear that too. Alexa.
My middle school youth group leader, she helps us like understand what's in the Bible and so we can put it into our own lives. She's really cared about us a lot.
Well, that's great. And how about you guys? Have you made a difference in someone's life? Have you helped people?
Yeah, I have a little 2-year-old I watch a lot, and sometimes she even comes to Karen and gets with me.
That's right. Her name is Lexi, and you have made a big difference in her life. You're like a sister to her, aren't you?
Oh, she even thinks that I am her sister.
And you're going to teach her lots of things as she grows up, aren't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Maggie?
My mom just had a baby, so I help, like, change the diaper and take care of the other 2 little ones.
She needs lots of help, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She needs lots of help because she has 7 kids.
Yep.
So I'm sure
you
all...
That's as many people as are in this room, as many kids.
That's right. We have someone in our life who is the best teacher that we could ever have. Who is that?
Jesus.
Jesus was the best teacher. He had a group of men who followed him and helped him.
They learned so much from him.
Simon Peter,
Andrew,
James, his brother John,
Philip,
Thomas,
Matthew,
James, the son of Alphaeus,
Thaddeus,
Simon,
Judas,
and Bartholomew.
There were 12 disciples Jesus called to help him. Simon Peter, Andrew, James, his brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us to. We are his disciples. I am one of you. He has called us to. We are his disciples. I am one of you.
In Colossians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul teaches us how to serve others.
Clothe ourselves with compassion,
kindness,
humility,
gentleness,
and patience.
And most importantly, put on love.
These are some of the fruits of the Spirit.
God has given all his children a helper who is always with us, guiding us and teaching us.
The Holy Spirit.
I got the fruit Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I walk in the Spirit and I talk in the Spirit. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I walk in the Spirit and I talk in the Spirit.
We are never alone. And God is always with us, and we can always turn to Him in prayer. Hallie, will you pray for us today?
Sure. Dear Father, thank you for all the people that you have put in our lives to help us. Thank you for our family, our friends, for teachers. We can learn so much from them. Most of all, Father, we thank you for Jesus, our best friend and the best teacher we could ever have, and for the Holy Spirit who guides us and comforts us each day. Give us opportunities to help others, to teach others about you, and to share your love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
It's so much fun to get together with you guys. We've learned so much from each other, haven't we?
Yeah.
And each one of you has been such a big help to me. And I'm so thankful that God has put you in my life. We can always use more help, though, can't we, with our ministry?
Yeah.
We want God's family to grow.
Karen and Kids is all about sharing the good news of Jesus.
You can help us.
You can send us letters and stories for our program.
You can pray for our ministry.
Tell others about our program.
Maybe you would like to share our music with your church or with your friends.
Our phone number is 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
Our mailing address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
As we say goodbye today, let's read some more verses from the third chapter of Colossians.
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom.
And as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God.
And whatever you do,
whether in word or deed,
do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus,
giving thanks to God the Father through Him.
And remember,
God will send you lots of help.
We're learning together.
We're working together.
Doing it all in the name of Jesus.
See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.